Five Geeks, Five Opinions, One Podcast, Nerdgasm Noir Network, where we do nerd shit.
Hello. Welcome to Nerdgasm Noir Network. This is JP. And I have here Melissa. Deanna is apparently getting trolled by Skype and it won't let her in. So I don't know if she's going to be joining us later until she figure out why Skype is pretty much blocking her from getting into her own account. But anyway, how are you, Mel?
I'm doing pretty fair, pretty fair.
Okay. Well, you know what? That's better than your usual.
You know, I feel like it's because you asked me in a nice way, whereas I am usually asked in an antagonistic way. Yep. She's not here, so she can't say anything to me about it.
Well, yeah, that's one way.
She's gonna hurt me later, and that's right. Fine.
You know, D with her, I'm not Twitter famous, even though she's almost as Twitter famous as Jamie's self.
She's oh my God, what here. If they have to, like, Highlander it out? I think that would be awesome.
Yes, it would. Yeah. But anyway, let me do the quick spiel, since Deanna is not here to do it. So we want to say thank you for all your donations and for donating your account. But here in Nerdgasm, we are poor. And web space and podcast space is expansionso. That was not a real word, but I'm going to go with it. So, and you can check out our site at nerdgasmnoir.net. And you will see a donate button. Follow us on Twitter, Google Plus, Tumblr, and I guess Facebook. I mean, if you still do that type of stuff. You can download our show by going to our RSS feed. Find us on iTunes. Find us on Stitcher Radio. You can holler at us. We usually tweet out the show. We usually give links on Tumblr. So, honestly, you know, you'll be able to find us. Leave us a nice, nifty voicemail at 312-574-0591. We like puns. We like jokes. We like that type of stuff, so just do it. So if you need to contact us by email, once again, go to the site, nerdgasmnoir.net. So, our first order of business, since we got that out of the way, is feedback. Our first feedback of the day is an email from Sean T concerning episode 188 TV Squeeze. Hi nerds, big fan of the show. Couple of amendments to your latest episode. So glad you gave a shout out to Cecile Emiki, Black British Dysphoria, for the win. Aki and Starfish is truly everything. I also like to give a shout out to her tremendous porn, Fake Deep, which I imagine you already seen, but for those who haven't, really should, especially men. He gave the link was given, so we'll tweet that out. Finally, as you briefly mentioned Gotham, a bit of trivia. The guy who plays Alfred is the son of the guy who played the third incarnation of the Doctor in Doctor Who. All the best. Well, thank you very much. Thank y'all. The next two pieces of feedback is from Twitter. One is from @dot_DC, the dutiful Virgo. Hey, Nagas Noir, are y'all familiar with a British show called Some Girls? Oh my God, it's so good. I watch it on Hulu Plus. It's different in that the show centers on a black girl, but it's not a Maj black show. I think that's what makes this interesting too. I love the theme song. It's been stuck in my head for the past 2 days. So, Melissa, have you ever heard of Some Girls?
I think, you know what? Here's how I had heard of it. The guy that plays the girl's father, mm-hmm. you'll recognize him as the stepfather of one Oliver Queen.
Ew.
Playing a completely different role. Like, there's no suit and tie. I did check it out after I saw that tweet. I checked out the first episode. It's pretty good, and it's on Hulu, so I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I might watch it because the stepfather of Oliver Queen was,
he's like casual in this. Like, he's not a great character, but it's a nice transition because, you know, he's stoic, and I wish I could remember his name on the show. Like,
yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I'll go check it out, see how it is. But thank you for the suggestion. Our next bit of feedback is from Cypher, as you also know as Taya, who also does the I Need Diverse Gangs. Go to that Twitter, go to their Tumblr. It is awesome sauce. So she tweeted this out during the International Women's Day. She said, Nergaz Noir, thanks for being such fantastic blurred ladies and bringing us great discussions. Thank you very much. We appreciate the shout out. And also thank you for creating I Need This Diverse Games. It's super, one, it's super awesome. And two, it gives us a platform for other black nerdy women to discuss their interests, especially in the gaming community. So right back at you. So I guess there's no more feedback. We can go to Nerdtastic News. So Melissa, what is our Nerdtastic News?
All right. So the first piece of Nerdtastic News. I don't know. Both of these annoy me. So I'll start with the one that's super annoying. Ghostbusters. Hello?
Are you back?
Is that like our technical difficulty song?
Well, it is now.
That is awesome.
Hi, everybody. Sorry about that. We're back. So, Melissa, what is our Nerdtastic News?
Okay. So, the first item involves a much-needed movie news. Apparently, there will be an all-male cast of Ghostbusters. Because there was a... Sony decided that it was necessary. They did this whole production company called Ghost Corps. I want to say it's called Ghost Corps. Starting, it's like the hits headed by Dan Aykroyd and somebody else. So yeah, they're going to make an all male Ghostbusters, cause feminist and, bad. women suck. I feel like, you know, it was about time, you know, it's about time that we had an all-male cast Ghostbusters. It's something new and original, what we've never seen before. Ever. Twice.
Wow.
And it's supposed to star Channing Tatum, which is a divisive move for them.
That really is, because, I mean, honestly, if Channing Tatum is not doing, stripper movies, then I'm not interested.
Well, you know there's going to be a shirtless Channing Tatum scene or a sequence.
Oh, yeah.
I just can't. I don't understand why we need it. Who asked for it? Oh, I know who asked for it. But I'm good. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is just, okay, I swear to God, it's just like, we just can't have anything for like a hot second. It just, I'm like, couldn't they just wait like another year before announcing this? And honestly, it's probably going to be a horrible, horrible film, but whatever.
And it's Sony, like, why do you need two when you're saying, like, it's like they feel like they opened up a whole new thing. It's just weird, and I feel like maybe they'll correct the mistake.
Wait, so they're doing
Ghostbusters 2 and have it be an all white male cast.
Okay,
so that way we're clear.
So they're doing the all woman version 2.
Mm-hmm.
I'm confused.
So that it could be equal, I guess.
So that what?
Yeah. So you're wondering, how many Ghostbuster-like movies can I see really close to each other?
Yeah.
Sony says two.
Yeah, I think this is really... See, I thought it was another studio, maybe? But no. See, I was trying to make sense of it.
Sony birthed a production thing just to do this. Like, it's focused on Ghostbusters ideas from the last 30 years, if I read it correctly. It's just, it's hella unnecessary. Like, it's hella unnecessary. Like, if Dan Aykroyd was bored, we could have just did another Blues Brothers. John Goodman is still America's treasure. Oh, wait.
That is true.
You know, I used to say Tom Hanks was America's treasure, but I think it's John Goodman. So... maybe he'll also be in Ghostbusters, the audio version, and I can be completely disappointed in life. Nah.
That is the inch. I mean, I don't know. Who thought of this idea? Who thought this was a good idea? You know what? I'm trying to make sense of it. That is my mistake. My mistake is trying to make sense of this.
Yeah. I don't know. So I doubt anybody. I don't know. I don't know how good it's going to be. I really, honestly, I was going to see the female version of Ghostbusters because just of that sentence, really, or how it's phrased. But when I heard the new Ghostbusters movie, I honestly just wanted an update on how the guys were doing. And then Harold Ramis died, and I no longer cared. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of excited about the all-female cast.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was like, okay, this would be interesting. I mean, it'll still be kind of like the Ghostbusters. It'll still be the same archetypes. And, come on now. We already know that.
So, I'm going to count the Melissa McCarthy fat jokes. And if I have to use more than one hand, it's going to be a problem. Yeah. And I want to see if this improves Leslie Jones' view for me. I'm still going to focus all my energy, critical, praising, and otherwise, onto the female version of Ghostbusters. Because that was exciting news. Like,
yeah, this is just weird. Like, Sony, this is just weird. I don't understand why you even... You know what? Let's go to next up. Next Nerdtastic News. So, Melissa, what's next? Because I can't.
Okay, so Apple people will be excited because HBO is going to finally do an HBO Now, which will be a standalone HBO streaming service available to... the freaking Apple annoying ass users who have Apple. It'll start in April, so you'll be just in time for Game of Thrones. I'm happy that we're starting to do this because I feel like it acknowledges how things are going. I'm always going to have cable. Like, that's me. I'm traditional. I'm set in my ways. I pay way too much for it, probably. But I love having on demand and shows that I probably will never watch. But I have so many friends that are cord cutters, you know? And so I feel like this recognizes their plight. However, the fact that it's only open in Apple is very annoying. Like,
yeah.
Super annoying.
Yeah.
I feel like there are way more Android people in the world than Apple people. And maybe that's biased because I think Apple is stupid. But
no, you're right.
Apple's so stupid. Why do they get this? Whatever.
Okay, wait. What did I come in on?
You came in on HBO Now standalone service being launched on Apple.
Yeah, that's rude as shit, really.
So that, but again, I mean, it's cool because it's in time for Game of Thrones, which is great for people.
That means they're gonna need a lot of money for it.
Yeah. However, I mean, come on, guys. Apple, I think Apple is only as cool as we allow it to be. And if we stop giving in to the myth that Macs and Apples and whatever the fuck else they do is super cool and super sleek, then they'll stop being so fucking aggravating and taking up shit. Like, if we just ignore them, like a screaming kid or something, you just turn your back. And then
we talked about the watch, though?
Oh, my God. This is what I'm talking about. We didn't talk about the watch, so you can bring it up. Yeah. So.
Okay, so Apple's been talking about they're going to launch their new smartwatches, which, yay, finally, they're going to get a smartwatch, because most of the Apple people I know who have seen my Motorola 360 who are like, I want something like that. Problem is, all of the Apple smartwatches are ridiculous. Like, the most expensive smartwatch for Android is probably the 360, and that gets up to like $300 if you want the fancy chain, link, whatever. No, I'm sorry, it goes up to $300. Apple's watches start at $350, and they go all the way up to $17,000.
$17,000 for technology that isn't even new.
It doesn't. And the bad part is they were saying that the battery life for the watch is only like 3 hours, which, what? And there was something else. There was some other stuff that you couldn't do on the Apple Watch yet. But I'm pretty sure they're going to start, you know, they're going to start putting that stuff on the watch. But even still, like, it seems like, I feel like Apple rushed this, and that was not the move to make. Like, Apple's whole thing is, we take something that's already out there and we make it better, but they're not improving anything, they're just charging you more for it. And the watch is cute if you look at it for long enough, but people would say the same thing about Kanye West's fashion line, so that's not really a compliment. Oh,
no one's saying that about Kanye West's
fashion. But yeah, it's
so
weird.
One thing I need to say about this Apple Watch, especially the $17,000 one, unless I'm getting stock, and that watch better be solid gold, not just some parts of it gold. I want the whole entire thing to be just gold.
Yeah, because it's
just some parts of it that's gold. But I want 98% of that watch to be straight up gold that I can just sell, because the technology for that watch is going to be useless real soon.
Yeah, it doesn't seem, well, here's the thing. I want to say it doesn't seem like a smart move for Apple, but as we all know, Apple people who like Apple products are going to buy it, at least the $350 one, which to me, the $350 one, to me, doesn't seem that outlandish, because I paid $300 for mine. But at the same time, to start there, why would you start there? But then again, Apple's big thing is, we are high class and expensive. So maybe once the new Apple Watch has come out, those ones will only be like $200. We'll see. But it's, I don't know. It's very confusing to me.
It's all the emperor has no clothes. Like, honestly, people, if we just stop. If not we, I'm sorry. If you people just stop.
Stop. I don't think they are.
Like, honestly,
go ahead.
Like, honestly, let's just chop it up to Apple being designer tech. That's pretty much what Apple is designer tech. You are paying for the name and for the reputation of Apple, and is designer tech. So, you know what? If you like Apple, cool for you. I already know I am not an Apple person. I have tried, I have attempted, and I do not like it. Now, if you love it, I love it. Just don't sit over here. What I don't like is people shitting on other people's likes just because. Like, honestly, the Apple Android thing, I'm kind of over it. Look, I like Android. You like Apple. Nothing you're ever going to say is ever going to make me want to buy anything Apple unless they drastically change how they do things. Outside of that, you stay over there, I stay over here.
On a side note, those Android commercials, they do a really good job because they make me super happy. Where they're singing the song from the Disney Robin Hood movie.
When was the last... Okay.
Oh, dear.
Because you're right, Jen. Actually, I'm not going to stop shitting on Apple. I tried for like half a second. It didn't work.
Aww.
I tried it. I really did. But yes, even the commercials for Android are better. Like,
they're so cute.
Every time I see an Apple commercial, I just feel bad for not exercising. But whenever I see an Android commercial, I feel happy for being alive.
Like, do Fitbits connect to Apple, right? Yeah, they do. You might as well just buy a Fitbit. Because Fitbit does basically what the Apple Watch does. It has caller ID and it tracks your footsteps. That was so rude of me. I'm so sorry.
Guess what?
That was kind of a hatery thing to say.
I have a Fitbit. So I'm pretty much done. I'm done. I don't have to buy an Apple Watch. I'm done.
The Fitbits are actually kind of cool. But the scary thing about the Fitbit is they track your sleep. I don't have a Fitbit. My mom's got a Fitbit. And she's every morning she wakes up and she just goes, how does it know? I've tried to just sit there and rest and not move, but it knows I'm not asleep. I was like, yeah, Mom, your heart rate probably changes when you're actually asleep.
So
it can tell you how long you've actually been sleeping?
Yes.
It'll tell you when you've been restless. It'll tell you how many times you got up in the night. Like, this is deep into your sleeping habits, but like my mom, she'll get up once or twice a night to pee because she drinks a lot of water. And it's like, okay, you get restless at this point and then you get up to go pee, or you're awake at this point and then you're restless until you go back to sleep. And then however many hours later, you get restless and you get up to pee again and you go back to sleep. It tells her, it tells her when she goes to sleep and it tells her when she wakes up. It's crazy.
I want one.
Yeah, so I have the one that I will have to manually start the timer when I go to sleep, but it does tell me when I actually get up, because it'll start counting steps again because I had walked to the bathroom and then walked back and went to sleep. So I didn't think that it was creepy until you said something. Now
it's, well, here's the thing, it's doing what it's supposed to do. It's like monitoring your sleep, and it's like it's creepy if you don't know what to expect. Like, if you were just like, oh, it's going to count my steps and just be a pedometer. If you were only expecting a pedometer and you got, like, sleep tracker and all of this, that's a little weird. But if you're aware that it's, like, a fitness band and blah, 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 it's less creepy.
Yeah, I always wonder how they can tell when I'm going up the stairs. Because I tried, like, pretending like I was going upstairs by marching really high, and it was just like, no, chick.
Mm-hmm.
You walking, you marching.
It's oddly accurate.
Yeah. So
now I want it. If I need to track my sleep, I'm super interested in.
Oh yeah, that's. I almost want to get one just to track my sleep. But anyway, sorry, I came in and all of a sudden we were talking about Apple Watches. Anyway, continue, ladies.
Gave us a freaking tangent for the... Well, it's not that bad a tangent.
Yeah, because that was just another item for Nergasm News. Fantastic.
Yeah. Sure. So our next thing to go over is Black-Owned Business of the Week. So, Deanna.
Yes?
Can you tell me who is our Black-Owned Business of the Week?
Our Black-owned business of the week is a cute little Etsy shop called Flowers from Fatima, or Fatima, however you say it. Basically, it's a Etsy shop that sells hair accessories and other accessories with little flowers on them. It has daisies and roses and all kinds of stuff. They have hair pins, bands, things like that. They're really, really cute. We'll put the link up on the show page and on Twitter. So definitely go check them out. Go get you some cute flowers for your hair or wherever.
Why I feel like I...
Or wherever.
Okay, I have to go to this shop because I think I may have bought something from that because it sounds familiar.
You may have told me it.
No, I don't think I told you. Oh my God, I think I did buy something from them before, but I think they were at a, it was a festival?
Probably. Their stuff is really cute. I need to go buy hair roses. I'm about to be all bohemian chic for the spring.
So Deanna.
Yes.
What else is under our Black owned business of the week? Well, this is more like a event. So
this is the promotion. Right. It's a promotional one. So there was a BuzzFeed article that came out last week about women in geek or women and sexism in geek culture. And one of us ladies was actually quoted, did a little interview for that BuzzFeed article. That lady would be me. Because I know if I don't say that it's me, JP will jump down my throat. But I did an interview in BuzzFeed and it was pretty cool. And it's actually a really good article. Also, Jamie from Black Nerd Girls was in it, as were a couple other people. So definitely go check that out. It's on BuzzFeed. It's if you search women talk about sexism and geek culture, you'll definitely be able to find it. Also, we'll put the link up in several places. So, yeah.
Coolness. Mm. Okay. So, I guess we are at our main topic.
Woo!
Woo! I don't know why I said woo too, but I just felt like it needed to be done. So, if you haven't noticed, last week, you've been seeing the hashtag Dear Me a lot, like on YouTube, on Twitter, on Tumblr. So, it's YouTube's viral project, which encourages women to share advice.
What just happened?
Oh, good. I thought I got kicked off again.
I think it was...
No, maybe I'm still here. It was just... I think it was just weird noise, so...
Skype acting out again? Skype doesn't like me today. I'm so sorry.
Okay, so once again, Dear Me is YouTube's viral project, which encourages women to share advice they would give their younger self. So the campaign is tied to International Women's Day, which was on March 8th. So I think what would be a awesome thing for us ladies to do is to do our own Dear Me. So I don't know who wants to start.
I think Melissa should start.
Do you think Melissa should start out of all the people?
Yeah. You want to know why I think Melissa should start? Because Melissa always tries to go last and then change the subject. So guess who gets to start?
Caught on to that, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well then. Oh man. There are like so many things that I want to tell my younger self. Okay. I lose my train of thought already. I would tell myself that you're not as awkward as you think. And that you are hanging out with the... So my high school self, I tell her that you may not play video games, but since your hangout with all your friends that play video games, it's not as though you're some cooler level of geek. Like, you're just a geek. So, no need to feel superior. And I am ultimately right about video games. There are too many rules, and you'd waste your time learning how to play.
That's good. That fits you.
It does. It's somebody else's turn now.
1, 2, 3, not it.
No, it's Deanna.
Oh, okay. Damn. I thought that was going to get me out of it. All right. Let's see. Dear younger me. You underestimate yourself a shit ton, like a lot, for several reasons, because of several people, but you should know that all of those people are probably wrong, and you should also stop being scared of shit. Don't be scared of shit. Don't be scared to do shit. Don't be scared to say shit. It's okay. Just do it. Just say it. Just try it. Don't feel like you have to be safe about things, because that's never going to steer you well. Trust me. Also, those two dudes were a mistake. The smartest thing you ever did was not date that girl. And you're going to fuck up a lot in life. But learn from it. Also, cook more. That's out of nowhere, but cook more because you love to eat. Okay, that's it.
All right. So, dear me to my younger self, it's okay to make mistakes. You don't have to try to achieve perfection all the time, because it's just going to drive you crazy, and you're going to sit there barely having fun that one year where you try to be perfection personified, and you're human. That's never going to happen. Don't be afraid to show your feelings despite people saying you shouldn't show your emotions, because you're going to end up keeping everything in, and that ish is going to explode all over somebody, and that's not a good way to live your life. Don't be ashamed that you had to stray away from this perfect little plan that you thought you had when you was a freshman in high school on how exactly your life is going to turn out, because the whole thing about life is you can't really plan life. You can only prepare yourself to take the road less traveled. And also to my younger self, you're going to meet some dudes that you're going to wish you never met. If you can possibly avoid that one particular dude, I do it. But if you decide to still go that direction, don't beat yourself up and blame yourself for him being a screwed up person. You're not responsible for other people's issues. You're only responsible for your own. And don't let anyone else try to take away your shine, because they don't know how to shine themselves. So, to my younger self, for God's sakes, stop worrying about everything. Lord knows you already got enough things to worry about. Just stop trying to be a miniature adult.
Ooh, that's good ass advice.
I'm just saying. That's why I did not want to go first.
So just be a child, because when you grow up and you get actual adulthood, you're going to wish that you did not try to grow up too soon. All right. That's it for me.
Hmm. I like that don't try to be a miniature adult. Because I think that was my problem. I kept trying to... I kept trying to grow up too fast. And not even like the good kind of grow up too fast. The bad kind of grow up too fast. I didn't have to do that.
But you know what? I think this whole Dear Me campaign was actually a pretty wonderful idea. Because I saw a couple. I saw Cheska's. I can't remember the other YouTuber. But I feel like if young girls actually saw some of these videos, that it will kind of touch something in them. And maybe they can learn something from what we wish we did when we was younger. So.
Oh, also, dear child me, you're not going to invent a time machine in order to go back and fix this shit. So don't do. So don't wait for that. Dear 5-year-old me. I thought, you know what? When I was about, I say that because when I was about 5, I told myself that I was going to be a scientist and I was going to invent a time machine. And the way that I knew that I was going to invent the time machine was I was actually going to come back 5 minutes from then and tell myself, okay, you did it. Now go do it. And I didn't come. So I didn't do it. I fucked my own time line up. Preemptively.
But don't they always happen? You mess up your own timeline.
Right. But then again, what if me being such a clever child actually saved the universe?
That would be interesting.
And could totally be a thing.
It could be a thing. Shut up, Melissa!
I was being encouraging.
So. No, you weren't.
No, I wasn't. Me.
Don't be friends with that weird girl in the AOL chat rooms because she's rude.
Okay, I think I see some people in the chat room doing their own Dear Me. Do y'all guys want me to read what y'all saying, or?
I don't think they want it. Some of these I don't think they want us to share.
Okay, then I'm not sharing. Well, that's why I said, do y'all want to? It's a delay, so hopefully.
We are an interactive podcast.
I was gonna there was something I was gonna ask you while we're waiting for their response, which I think they already heard it already and they're just ignoring us.
They probably are, so
the great parenting skill right there. Congrats, chat room. Did you remember what you were gonna ask, Dee?
No. There was something on my mind today.
Oh wait, so we got one answer, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay, so this is from Inda. She would tell her younger self, I think I would tell myself not to be afraid or ashamed to have an imagination and nurture it as much as possible.
Aww. That's a good one.
Okay, go ahead with your question. I'm sorry. I was just.
I can't remember it now. I'm swallowed in the cute. Okay, back on this Dear Me thing. Mm-hmm. If you could, not just advice to your younger self, but if you could go back and change one thing about your past, what would you change?
Which era? Like which age group?
Let's go post high school, like right when you got out of high school. Cause high school, we all made stupid mistakes and did drugs or whatever. So let's go post high school.
Oh Lord, do we have time?
Yes, no.
So what would we change?
The one thing that you think you would change that would have made things better.
I can go first because I already know, because this is the first thing that popped into my head. and I feel like some people will get this reference. If I could change one thing, I would have never, ever, 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 ever started a relationship with a person who I refer to now as Rat Bastard.
Damn. Girl, weird. Whew. I have like four of those.
Well, I just picked the longest running one that like that, yeah, the longest running mistake in my life. So
you feel like that person put your life a little bit off track?
I think emotionally off track.
Well, yeah, it even though that person didn't have like a direct effect on it, that person still kind of threw you off and made you kind of make different decisions than you would have if you were, I'm going to say, sober.
Right.
Because that's what it feels like when you have somebody who has that influence over your emotions like that. You don't feel sober.
And that cover still owes me money.
Oh, shit, we better find him. Oh,
man. Or maybe we shouldn't.
No, you know what? At this point, he can keep it because I'd rather just pay to keep him, never to wander into my life again. So
sometimes it's worth it.
What about you, Melissa?
Well, mine, and this is weird, the first thing came in my head, and it never came in my head before. I don't regret it, but I think I would just be curious to see. I don't think I would go right to a predominantly white college. I went from, like, I was one of those, in high school, I went through my special snowflake stage. Uh-huh. So I was like, I am not like other black people. I listen to Aerosmith, and I have, like, the only two white friends in my Detroit high school. So I thought that I was super ready. I was super not. You're never prepared to be one of the only like six black people, including staff, in a northern Michigan, predominantly white college where they still raise the Confederate flag for some reason. I don't regret the friendships that I've made because I've made some good friendships. And I think that put me on a path that was good for me and it led to other friendships that was good for me. But I'd be curious to see how I would have turned out if I had gone right into social work or if I had stayed in Detroit or gone to a historically black college. That probably would have been hell for me. I would have gone to some medium place or something. Mm-hmm. Where, I don't know, I would have, because I wasn't prepared. Like, I felt socially just weird. Like, I had my roommate, who was a perfectly nice girl, ask if I preferred to be called African American or black. There were so many weird racial moments, because that was also the time that I decided to not have a perm because there was nobody that was going to do my hair. And I really wanted to cut my hair off anyway. So I was also the one with the fro. I dated no one because I felt so unattractive. Like there was so many bad things that came along with it that I was not prepared for. So I would.
That sounds like elementary and middle school for me. Just like, man, the weird, what is it like to, how do black people do this questions? And it's like normal people, like what the fuck kind of question is that?
Right. And then there was a black student union and some of the people were trying, and it was like only a few black people, I swear. And other ones were trying to like, see if we should change the name to student union, some bullshit. I was like, are we serious? Like, wow. That's so weird.
Yeah, that's rough.
So, but I feel like it did set me on a, like, it's one of those things that I would change just to see what would happen. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I went through that. I had some good stuff come out of it. I feel like even the friendships out, like the friendships I made there, I don't regret. And then I feel like making those friendships also set me to make the other friendships outside of that I have now. Mm-hmm. So, or I mean, I probably would have ended up at Wayne State anyway, because I do not like teenagers, and I was going to be a high school English teacher.
Ooh, that doesn't sound like you at all.
I just really wanted to read Song of Solomon a bunch of times and talk to people about it. Like, apparently, there is more to high school English than just talking about cool-ass books. Like,
hey, you gotta teach the cheerins.
Children, teenagers, who probably didn't even want to read the book. I'm like, y'all didn't...
Okay, nah. I have a question for you. Did you go through one of the things that was very, very in middle school and elementary school was there was a huge language barrier, because like up until I went to school, mostly the people I talked to were like my family. You know, we're Black people, so we speak like Black American English or whatever. So one of the hardest parts of school for me was language issues. Like, I would say something and people would act like they didn't understand what the fuck I was saying. And when I was a little kid, especially in kindergarten, I had kind of an attitude. So people would ask me a question, or I would say something to people, and people would, like, act like they didn't understand me. And I'd be like, are you stupid? What the fuck? And it caused a lot of problems for me. But, like, did you have that experience? Like, you would say something and people would just act like you're speaking so weird? Or had you already perfected code switching at that time?
I had perfected it. And luckily, like, I found two really good... I found the three Black women on campus. So we hung out a lot. So I didn't have to worry too much about it. Mm-hmm. But by the time I got to college, I knew what to say. There were still awkward moments. I'm trying to think when they would... I'm trying to remember. I know one tried to use slang around me, and I was just like, nah.
Can you please not?
Yeah, I refused to play that game. Like, I am not going to be not that friend. So...
Yeah, I guess I was kind of lucky in the fact that the PWI that I went to had at least a good size of Black people and other people of color, such as Latinos, and we had people that were immigrants from like Nigeria and what was the other country? I think a couple of people from South Africa. And then like the rest of the people of color were from India, Pakistan, I can't remember what the other countries, even though some of them didn't act like they want to talk to the colored people. We ain't gonna talk about that. But because the white people didn't want them there. So I'm like, really? Like, okay, so you gonna go rock with them. Okay, even though the white people don't like you. And I heard about them talking about y'all, but whatever. Whatever. Hate on the Black people. All right. But yeah, and like we found out that like I think maybe a year or two before, it was an even bigger class of Black people that went to that school. So like we had a lot of upperclassmen that we could hang out with. So I felt like I had a bubble, so I didn't have to deal with white folks stupid stuff that much. So
that's good. Okay, so if I could change, if I could change one thing, I would have stayed in school. Like my when I was in high school and when I was in middle school and everything, I did want to go to a HBCU because of the schools I went to and how they weren't exactly the best schools to go to racially, but my dad actually got laid off my junior year of high school. So all the money that he had saved up for me and my sister to go to school, basically he had to use that money for us to have a place to live and food to eat, which I always understood that. That doesn't bother me. So I started going to community college, and I ended up quitting because I had gotten a full-time job, and I was hearing from... I had gotten a full-time job, and I was going to school, and my boyfriend at the time felt like I didn't spend enough time with him, which was stupid. And then also other sources were telling me that, you know, I got a good job, why would I continue to go to school, blah, blah, blah. So me being an idiot and not thinking about what's best for me, I quit school, and I regret it every freaking day. Aw, this is a sad story.
No, I mean, everyone kind of has a sad story. Thank you for sharing. You opened up.
Thank you for trying to make me feel better about how depressing that story is.
Like, I feel like we need to do an internet hug right now.
Yeah, no, I'm fine. I regret it. And every so often I think I want to go back. But it's harder to go back to school after you've been working full time. Because now you have all of these bills that you're paying. It's weird. We'll see. We'll see how life goes. But I should have stayed in school, and I should have stayed in school and did what I wanted to do in school. But whatever. I will live.
You don't know, but I am hugging you through the internet right now.
Thank you. Oh my god, now I feel so sad. I feel like I've brought the whole thing down.
No, you don't. Because honestly, like, other than Rat Bastard, I wish I took college more seriously. Mm-hmm. And try to kind of experiment with what I want to do more. So, I mean, because I feel like after college, I end up having to just try to find somewhere to fit in, and it was just weird. So, And I think I'm still kind of looking, because every now and then I wonder, did I pick the right career?
You know what? It's hard. Like, if you think about life like that, it's hard to make those kind of decisions. Like, because the stuff that there's specific things that I've been into my whole life. Like, writing I've been into my whole life. But there's also a bunch of other things that I was into, or that I've grown to really get into, that I'm like, if I had known that these things were options years ago, mm-hmm. I would have done any of these things. Oh, excuse me, sorry.
Yeah, because I always wonder if I had pursued, or at least took dancing when I was younger. Because, like, every now and then they had, like, free classes, or if I went to summer camp, I got to do dance and stuff like that. But it never crossed my mind that, hey, maybe you should ask your mom to look for dance classes for you. Mm-hmm. You know, because, like, it was just so much fun for me. And, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily thought about pursuing it as a career, but I would have loved the option of having more years of doing that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And, like, it's very, very hard to do when you get older. You feel like it's too late.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, oh, I'm too old to be sitting there trying to learn how to drop it like it's hot.
Uh-huh. Then- yeah. No. Legit, I realized that I haven't danced in, like, 10 years. Mm-hmm. And, like, I realized that, like, a couple weeks ago when I went to the gym with my mom, and her trainer was like, well, have you done anything? Did you used to do anything before? And I was like, well, I used to dance. And then I was like, shit, that was 10 years ago. That's crazy. Time flies. Anyway, are we going to wrap it up? Because now I feel like I'm just making things sad.
Yeah, we can wrap it up. So, oh, So you guys, what would be a super cool thing to do? If you're listening to this show, if you have your own Dear Me that you did or would like to do, you know, just link us to it so we can, you know, watch it or read it or whatever. Or if there was one thing you would change in your life at the high school, let us know that on our Twitter account or Tumblr, maybe Facebook, maybe. I'm just saying.
I mean, if you give us the message on Facebook, we'll get the notification and we'll know to check. But if you don't send us the message on Facebook, we're not just going to check.
Right. You know, on Google Plus, you know, if you make a post about your with your Dear Me or what you would change after you left high school, you know, just link us to it so we can read it. So I guess, Deanna, it's time for your little goodbye spiel.
Oh, okay. Yay, it's the goodbye. I feel like we should make a song, like the Mickey Mouse Club, but then I realized that's corny and you guys are judging me, so I'm going to go on with the regular goodbye. So we're going to wrap up this episode of Nerdgasm Noir. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Nerdgasm... almost got through the whole show without it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Nerdgasm Noir. You can also follow us, ladies, on individually on Twitter as well. You can find Jamie at The Way of the Id, JP at Isitis, Kia at The Last Storm, Melissa at Black Girl Geeky, and me at Nani Cool J. Thank you for listening, and see you next week.